I'd like to talk a little bit more about negative expectation UDMs. I think it's a really good idea that you guys spend a little time at the data window doing research on specific situations and developing UDMs for those specific situations. By specific situation, I'm talking about things such as horses stretching out today, sprint to route, horses cutting back in distance, route to sprint, horses changing surfaces, turf to dirt, dirt to turf, horses coming off of layoffs, and horses that are making their first lifetime start. Oh, you might throw in another situation, a horse making its first start for today's trainer. Those are all specific situations that you can gain a lot of insight into how horses perform just by creating a UDM that identifies that situation and running it through the data window. In this podcast, what I'm going to do is create a negative expectation UDM that deals specifically with horses stretching out today, horses going sprint to route. And then at the end of the podcast, what I'm going to do is create a positive expectation UDM that uses the converse of the UDM definition that I use in the negative expectation UDM, so that you get both sides. You get the horses identified as stretch out failures, and you'll get a UDM that identifies horses very likely to be able to stretch out and win today. So I guess I'm just going to jump right in and start creating the UDM. From the main module, click the UDM button, and we will create a new UDM. Okay, I'm going to give the UDM a name of XS2R, and as I mentioned before in an earlier podcast, I I'm always in the habit of beginning my negative expectation UDMs with the X character. That gets them to sort themselves on the HTML report separately from my positive expectation UDMs. I'm going to open up the surface requirement dropdown and give my UDM a surface requirement of D star for all dirt, and open up the distance requirement drop down and select R for routes. Then I'm going to hit the next button, and now my template is created. And from the factors drop down on the modify screen, I'm going to select filters, and I'm going to click the preset filter tool button. And from the preset filters drop-down, I'm going to scroll down and select S2R, require sprint to route, as my preset filter. I'm going to click the add filter button to get the filter code to jump into the big preview window. And then I'm going to hit the save and close button, which causes the preset filter tool to actually write the filter codes in the big preview window right to the profile table. So now my UDM has the following constraints. It requires a dirt surface, it requires a route race, and it requires that the horse be going sprint to route today. And when I run that UDM through the data window, when I run it against my Complete History 2006 database, I find that I have 17,268 plays that went sprint to route, and of those 17,268 plays, 2,029 of them won for an 11.75% win rate with an ROI of 0.7461. And that turns out to be just a little bit lower than what you'll get looking at all horses in that database if you used the All button with no constraints whatsoever. And the reason I mention that is that you should just be aware that horses going sprint to route today win at a slightly lower rate than the general population of horses taken as a whole. I'm going to add two more constraints to this UDM. And those constraints are, I'm going to use AFR and race strength as the two factors. Now, I've already done research ahead of time that tells me that these two factors are relevant to horses stretching out. So I'm going to select AFR from the factors dropdown. Let's do that. I'm going to check the test box, and I'm going to enter a cutoff for max val of 94.99 and hit the save button. Then I'm going to select race strength from the factors dropdown, check the test box, and enter a cutoff for max gap of minus 10.01 and hit the save button. Now, when I run this UDM through the data window against my Complete History 2006 database, I get 5,069 starters that were identified as stretch out failures during calendar year 2006. And of those 5,069 starters, only 245 of them won. That's a win rate of 4.83%. And those 5,069 starters had an overall flat bet win ROI of only 0.6091. So that's pretty much below par. The UDM itself does a really good job of identifying horses that are very likely to fail stretching out today. Some other interesting things that I notice when I run this UDM through the data window. First, when I break it out by JPR rank, I find that the top-ranked JPR horse that also happens to be selected by this UDM only wins at about a 17% rate. Just compare that for a second to a 30% win rate of all top-ranked JPR horses taken as a whole. When I break this UDM out by J rating rank, I find that I get an 11% win rate for horses that are selected by this UDM that also happen to be the top-ranked J-rating horse in the race. That fares pretty poorly when you compare it to the 25% win rate that all top-ranked J-rating horses have. And just for your own information, top-ranked J-rating horses selected by this UDM, the ROI for those horses was only 0.74, which compares to about a 0.92 or 0.93 flat bet win ROI of all top-ranked J-rating horses. So the UDM itself does a really good job of identifying horses very likely to fail stretching out today. One more thing I'd like to add, just as an edit to this UDM now that I look at my UDM wizard screen, is that when I created it, I didn't change the mark characters from positive to negative. So let's do that right now. Let's go into the mark characters dropdown, open it up, select negative, and hit the save button. And that way, when the UDM appears on the HTML report, the UDM name will appear in gray font instead of red font so that you'll know it's a negative expectation UDM right at a glance. Now, the next thing I'm going to do is create a positive expectation UDM using the what I call the converse or complement of the UDM definition of the negative expectation UDM. So I'm going to close down the UDM wizard, then I'm going to, on the data window, click the UDM wizard button again and create a new UDM. I'm going to give this UDM a name of S2R-OK, and just meaning that sprint to route OK, and I'm going to leave the mark characters as positive, open up the surface requirement dropdown, select D star for dirt, open up the distance requirement dropdown, and select R for route, and I'm going to hit the next button. At this point, I have my template created, and I am going to select AFR from my factors dropdown, click the test box to make AFR an active factor, and I'm going to enter a cutoff of 95 for minval and hit the save button. Then I'm going to select race strength from the factors dropdown, check the test box, and enter a cutoff of minus 10 for min gap and hit the save button. When I run this UDM through the data window against my Complete History 2006 database, I get 498 horses that were identified as plays, and these are intended to be horses very likely to successfully stretch out today. I see that 140 of those won. The win rate is 28.11%, and the $1 flat bet ROI is 0.9246. That's about 16 points higher in ROI than the ROI you get when you look at all starters in the database with the All button. A couple more interesting things about this particular positive expectation UDM is that when I break it out by JPR rank, I find that those horses selected by this UDM that also happen to be ranked 1 in JPR, those horses won at a 35% win rate. And when I break it out by J rating rank, those horses that were ranked number 1 in J rating, that were also selected by this UDM, they won at a 37% win rate with a ROI of 0.95. So by creating a UDM to specifically deal with a unique handicapping situation, what you do as a player is you gain the ability to know beforehand whether or not the horse in front of you is likely to be able to deal with that situation, whether it can stretch out, whether it can cut back, whether it can go turf to dirt or dirt to turf, or whether or not it can deal with a layoff, or whether or not you have a horse likely to fire first out for the new trainer, or whether you have one that is likely to be a dangerous contender as a first-time starter. Those are all things that you really should know before you head to the windows. And creating a UDM to deal with that specific situation is a really good way for you to be able to do that.